insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين.
The people of Noah denied the messengers.
إذ قال لهم أخوهم نوح ألا تتقون.
When their brother Noah said to them, will you not fear Allah?
Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we have reached the 106th verse of this chapter, Surah Ash-Shu'ara. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٍ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. The people of Noah rejected the messengers when their brother Noah said to them, will you not fear? Now we explained the story of Prophet Abraham, and prior to that, the story of Prophet Moses, and how the Holy Quran ended up telling us that these are the stories you need to understand and through which you need to believe in the Lord of the worlds. And there is great sign in these stories. Now, the Holy Quran refers to this part of Noah's life, which is rather similar to what was formerly mentioned about the life of Moses and Abraham. So it says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٍ. Remember the time when their brother Noah said to them, will you not fear? أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Will you not fear Allah? Now, this is really interesting, since the application of a brother, أخوهم, in this verse is a kind of sense which shows the ultimate affection relationship that is based upon equality. It means without intending to have any priority over them. Just like one of themselves, Prophet Noah invited them to piety. And this happened with utmost purity and sincerity. I mean, his behavior and his demeanor with and among the people was only based on this relationship with them. And he did not claim to be superior over them. He just tried to invite them as one of their brethren and brothers.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine.
In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
حفظ الكتاب بصدره فبدا وضيئا كالنجوم تألقا وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد.
بعد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
So the verse says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When their brother Noah said to them, will you not fear Allah? This application of the word brother that we explained, the concept of brotherhood in this word not only has been used for Noah, but it also has been applied for many other prophets, such as Prophet Hud, Salih, and Lut. This inspires all the leaders of the path of the truth that they must observe the utmost love and sincerity in their call if they are to invite people to monotheism. When they are far from any self-superiority, this is the time that the annoyed hearts can be attracted by the religion. This is the time that no one feels heaviness. And this is the time that most of the people will kindly accept the invitation. And one of the other important things that can be understood from this word أخوه is that in order to be called one of the brothers of the people, you need to be in them, you need to live in them, you need to be aware of their own cultures, their language, their customs, their pros and cons, and all the aspects of their lives in order to be called a brother. That is why the invitation is based on this brotherhood. قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ. Only one can be called a brother to people who is aware of their thoughts, who is aware of their behaviors, their pros and cons, and whatever they are in need of. And the last point regarding this verse is that he called them to piety. أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Aren't you feared of the Almighty Allah? This means even if you are from the ones that are pious, even if you are from the ones that are truly believing in the monotheism, you do not need to stop. You have to start inviting others to monotheism and to piety as well. And this is one of your responsibilities, to try to guide the others. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.